So I've been thinking about resilience a lot these days, both because obviously the pandemic, so in general, but also because our chapter of Coming to the Table, we decided to do a series at our monthly Third Tuesday gatherings to do a series of speakers or topics related to resilience for the next 3 or 4 months. And so next Tuesday is our first one. And so that's caused me to think about it more. And also after we decided to do that, I discovered that my Unitarian Universalist Church was also using resilience as its subject matter for the whole month of May for every Zoom service that we have. So that was kind of interesting. So I've had a lot of opportunities to consider resilience from various vantage points. Today, I was thinking that resilience is often defined in terms of things springing back to quote unquote normal or the way they were before, whether that's me or you or the world in general or whatever city you live in, going back to the way it was. And I don't know about you, but I really don't want everything to go back exactly the way it was. So I was just thinking about resilience in a different way, in a more expanded way that seems to encompass being flexible and adaptable, and maybe exploring in a personal way our resistance to things being different, our resistance to transformation. So, as I was thinking about resilience, resistance, and transformation came up. And so that's where I came to in terms of thinking about what I wanted to do for the meditation. So, I wondered what might keep me from being as resilient as I ideally want to be and is able to support others in their resilience journeys and in the transformation that many of us seek personally as well as for the world. So I just want to invite you to come with me for a short exploration of this inquiry. I wanted to start with a poem called Optimism by Jane Hirschfield, and it's from the book Given Sugar, Given Salt. And I can share that later if you end up liking the poem. More and more, I have come to admire resilience, not the simple resilience of a pillow, whose foam returns over and over to the same shape, but the sinuous tenacity of a tree. Finding the light newly blocked on one side, it turns to another. A blind intelligence, true, but out of such persistence arose turtles, rivers, mitochondria, figs, all this resinous, unretractable earth. And then I believe the other couple times I've offered this meditation, the monthly meditation for Coming to the Table, I've done this practice, and it's just very near and dear to me because it always helps me be in a place of being able to let go and being in a place of being able to hear my inner voice. So it's a Sufi, it comes from the Sufi tradition, and it's called the Elemental Breaths Practice. And I'm just going to do a short version this time so we have enough time for the other pieces that I wanted to incorporate. So I'd like to invite you to sit comfortably and straight, but not rigidly erect, more like a tree where you can feel your feet on the floor and feel very rooted and connected wherever you're sitting, your feet fully connected through the floor, down into the earth, the energy of your body. And just feeling the rest of you sitting comfortably straight and erect, but flexible, able to move a little bit and just be comfortable. And I'm going to invite you to explore different ways of breathing. And just notice how your physiology may change, or your mental state may change, or your emotional state. So the first one is the breath of earth. And I just want you to have a soft belly and breathe in through the nose, long and deep. And then even longer, breathe out through the nose. And just continue to do that for a moment at your own pace. In through the nose and out through the nose, the breath of earth. It's a very grounding breath. And then the breath of water, which is breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with each breath, it's helpful to allow the out breath to be longer, the expiration to be longer. That activates the part of you that relaxes, the parasympathetic nervous system. So breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. This is the breath of water, the breath of the emotions, centered a little higher than the root of the body, more in the lower belly. And next is the breath of fire, which is in through the mouth and out through the nose. In through the mouth and out through the nose. It's a breath of passion. And the will center of the body, which is in the solar plexus area right below your rib cage and the diaphragm. And next is the breath of air. Breathing in through the mouth gently and breathing out through the mouth gently. And again, just allowing the exhalation to be longer than the inhalation if you can. And the last one is the breath of ether, which connects with the crown chakra and connects with all that is, with your higher self, with that great mystery that connects all of us. And that's just feeling that you're breathing almost imperceptibly through the mouth and the nose at the same time and out through the mouth and the nose, but it's just very quiet and subtle. And holding your attention at the crown chakra at the top of your head. And now I invite you to think about an aspect of your life that you would very much like to shift or transform in some way. Perhaps it's something you don't want to have spring back to the way it was or used to be or had been. Perhaps it's something you feel you have the agency to shift. Or maybe you don't believe that you have the agency to shift it, but you want to open to that possibility. So see if you can picture as vividly as possible what life might look like if you chose to create change in that area. We'll just be silent for a minute or two while you think about and envision what that would look like. So what do you think has kept you from transforming this part of your life already? What might you need to let go of in order for a shift to happen, or at least for something to begin to change? I invite you to feel into your body if that's not distressing to do as you think about this. Are you holding tension or resistance somewhere physically? Maybe as soon as I started to talk about transformation, something tightened. Just notice where that is and maybe give yourself a little compassion. And are there some resistant thoughts or limiting beliefs that arise in your awareness as you consider how you might be more resilient in a new way, or how you might support others in doing so? What are the obstacles to allowing yourself to let go and to allow transformation to unfold? Sometimes we know exactly what that is as soon as the question is asked. And sometimes we have to think a little bit about it. And just trust that if something clear hasn't come to you, that it will in the coming hours, minutes, days, weeks, whatever is needed to help you transform that. Be aware of it. So this is an opportunity to let go of whatever has come up for you, whether that's a physically stuck place or a mental or emotional place of resistance. Perhaps you're not exactly completely ready to let go and allow transformation. But maybe you could take a step toward physically or mentally softening in that area, letting go of some part of the resistance to change or to the transformation that you're seeking at your core. So see if you can take advantage of this invitation to take a step toward transformation, toward greater resilience. gonna play my Native American flute for a minute as you allow this process of letting go unfold and transformation as well. And then as we close, I just wanted to share a couple of very short readings that seem to tie this together a bit. So one is from Julia Cameron in The Sound of Paper. When we are willing to be open-minded, art and beauty come flooding into us in a thousand small ways. When we let ourselves see the possibilities instead of the improbabilities, we become as flexible and resilient as we really are. It is human nature to create. When we cooperate with our creativity, using it to live within the lives we actually have, we surprise ourselves with our level of invention. And then, just a sentence from St. Francis de Sales in Wisdom from World Religions by Sir John Templeton. Do not lose your inward peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. Thank you.